time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
It is 3:30, and of course, as of every single Wednesday, we chat to the guys from IT, and we have Tian on the line. Tian, how you doing?
How's it? I'm well, thanking you girls.
We are great. Good.
Yeah, it's a shame I can't be in studio with you today.
Oh, no, it's not a problem, but nonetheless, you are still here, mm-hmm. even if it is through a telephonic line.
Hey, man, I say if the technology is there, then why don't
use
you
use it?
Exactly.
So, Tian, what do you have for us this week?
Big stuff happened last week, especially last Friday. So, it always used to be that the Apple Mac users never had any problems with security as far as viruses and that. You've had one or two, but nothing serious like you get on Windows-based PCs, correct?
Yeah.
However, last week, Friday, I don't know if you ladies remember, end of last year, we spoke about, the beginning of this year, we spoke about the ransom crypto locker ransomware virus. And the first time ever, last week, Friday, it made an appearance on the Mac Apple side of things.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Key Ranger ransomware. And what this does is it infiltrates your PC. And it encrypts all your data. That's your files, your photos, your whatever. Whatever data you've got on there, it encrypts it. It sends a key via the internet to a secret server, and it holds your data for ransom. It gives you, it leaves you a little file telling you to what to do, which site to go.
That is so scary.
And then pay so much money to get the key to encrypt or decrypt your data again.
That is so scary.
Basically, it's a digital pirate.
Oh my goodness, this is next level.
It is.
And I mean,
we've
had people on campus that had this virus. And unfortunately, one or two of them were PhD students who lost their thesis because of this.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's really, really bad because if you don't pay the money, there's no way to get the data back. Like in none. Like even the speed. I'm telling you, there's no way. Your data is dead.
Because I was about to ask now, what's the easy way out? You know, what should people do to actually get their info back?
No easy way out. You can either pay or you can try to pay. I mean, let's be honest. They're pirates. What they're doing is illegal. For them to give you a key after you've paid, why would they do that if I can just hold you for more ransom, right?
True.
There's no reason that they'll be fair and give you data back.
Oh, my goodness.
But it doesn't physically send your data away. It just encrypts it with their key. But you can only get the key if you pay. There's nothing you can do after you get it. The only problem is that means that once you have it, you are really fairly stuffed.
But is there a way in which you can actually prevent this from happening?
Right, so that is the perfect way to think about it.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you can do is make sure that you've got some antivirus or some security on your Apple. And I know that for two Apple people, they go, what?
Yeah.
Because they never used to have something. You need it now.
Me included,
Please. Then make sure that you have at least, even if it's not a weekly, a bi-weekly, or a monthly backup running of all your data. So when you do lose something, at least you're not losing anything more than a month's work instead of years of thesis or years of research work.
Yeah.
And then lastly, you get this, you don't somewhat just get this virus, right, or this ransomware. You have to go to sort of what I call stoter, like naughty sites, stuff like torrent sites, stuff where you download MP3s, which is illegal, let's be honest, right? It's not legal. Sites that use copyright.
Yeah.
So if you don't dangle in sites like that and roam on sites like that, then you are 98% sure of not getting it, and you're probably safe. Don't open up any emails that you don't know that comes from anyone that you don't know.
Sure.
Don't open them up. Please don't. It's not worth it. It's not worth that one little click to go somewhere. And then lastly, we get a lot of flybys with this thing, and that means that there's adverts popping up somewhere to go to these sites.
Yes.
People click the close button, something that exactly where it gets you. It gets you on the click, and it downloads. And it's a very small virus. You won't even notice. It's something like 50 kilobytes. It's ridiculous. It's smaller than the email, and voila, you've got it.
Yeah.
That is so scary, Tian.
Now, talking about not going to certain sites, let's talk about torrents quickly. I don't know if you guys saw in the entertainment last week that Kanye West...
Oh, yeah.
He tweeted that picture of him on his Apple Mac, and in the background, he forgot to crop the picture, and in the background, you could see he was trying to download some audio recording software on nothing other than a torrent site. Can you believe that?
Sure. So Kanye's also in danger then.
A lot of the people don't know whether it's a joke or whether it's actually true.
Sure.
But I mean, please don't follow these footsteps. That's just another sign that Kanye's not always lekker.
But listen,
I said it before and I said it again, he's not always lekker.
Listen, Tian, I hear there's a cyberthon happening.
Oh, so this is so cool. So we've got the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
And we've got the Paralympic Games, which we all know it is. Now, this year, starting the first time ever, it's not the same scale as the other two Olympic Games. It's the Cyberthon. And what this basically means is it's the first competition for para-athletes who compete in the aid of, who compete with the aid of like sort of like bionic implants, any prosthetics or assistive technologies. So it's based on tech stuff. So if you like a cybernetic robot, this is where you take part.
Sure.
So it's real people that take part in these games. And they've got various games. They've got like, I think, six disciplines that they try. Anything from agility courses with people that's got prosthetic hands, to even bicycle races. People actually do bicycle races, listen to this, with legs that are semi-paralyzed, that they use implants to give them impulses into their muscles. Can you believe that?
Wow. That is intense.
Awesome. Now, this is happening more or less to the end of the year, around about September, November. So, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. I'd like to see how this goes. It's never going to be as big as like the real big Olympic Games.
Yeah.
But I think it's also a showcase for the technologies and to show everyone what's out there and how the guards can help people in those situations. Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Absolutely awesome idea.
Now, there's also the Sega Mega Drive. Explain that. What is it? And I hear it's coming to South Africa.
Okay. So, you probably won't remember, but I remember the Sega Drive, right? The Sega Drive was one of the consoles to have, you know, TV games way back when,
yes,
in the early 90s,
I remember,
right?
This. I remember this.
Exactly. Yeah. The Sega Mega Drive was almost the, I would want to say, the Apple Mac,
yeah,
of the console gaming, right? Mm. It was the thing to have. Now, it's been out of contention for many years now, but Sega decided, you know what? Seeing as there's a revival of console, we are going to bring back a tribute to the Sega Mega Drive.
Oh, wow.
And that's exactly what they've done. It will actually be available. It's the same one. It's just refurbished to look pretty and all that. So it's got new technology in it. And it comes with 80 games built into it. And then you can also, if you still got some of your old Sega tape drives lying around, your cartridges, you can actually use that on the new console.
Sure.
I know a lot of my friends keep these old Sega games. They collect them there. You can actually play it on this console. And it will be in South Africa. I think it's already on sale at Raru. And if you can get it the rest of the country, you'll get it end of March. And we're looking at about 1,500, which just sounds like a lot of money for an old console, but it's about the nostalgia of it. and if you're an old gamer like me, this is definitely on your birthday or your Christmas list for this year.
It's definitely on mine, Tia, and I have to just admit that. Thank you so much.
It's been awesome. It's got like blanky cool graphics, so
yeah.
At least you can have graphics.
Listen, Tian, thank you so much. Where can people find you on social media again?
It's Tian_IT, or you can get us, Stellenbosch University IT, at IT Stellen Uni.
Absolutely.
At IT Stellen Uni. Yeah, come and drop us a line. I want to see what you guys are thinking. And yeah, we just need to get back to ransomware. Please let me know if anyone's struggling with that stuff. I'd like to get involved and help you out.
For sure. Thank you so much, Tian. He is from the IT department. You can follow them on Twitter at IT Stellen Uni.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellen Uni.